Do you suffer from pain, tenderness, or a clicking in your jaw? Maybe you have pain while chewing, chronic migraines, or other facial discomfort. We have the answer for you. Welcome to the TMJ and Jaw Pain Podcast with Dr. Astrid Cruz Aguirre. Dr. Guire is a maxillofacial surgeon qualified in both dentistry and medicine and is the head of the Temporomandibular Joint Center. You don't have to live in pain. Listen to today's podcast and learn more about the causes of jaw pain and your treatment options.
My name is Astrid Cruz Aguirre and I welcome you to this new episode of our podcast. What is our topic today? Today we are talking about osteoarthrosis of the temporomandibular joint, also called TMJ. Osteoarthrosis is a degenerative disease of the joint. Frequent phases of arthritis, so that multiple painful joint inflammations can lead to such a disease. When you hear the term osteoarthritis, you may have the image of an elderly person with a walker in mind. Osteoarthritis does not immediately mean complete destruction of the joint or joint prosthesis. They are very different stages and there are also patients who show advanced arthrosis in an X-ray but have no clinical symptoms. What are the early signs of arthrosis? There may be pain just above the joint, especially with exertions such as chewing or yawning. In addition, there is usually a rubbing noise over the temporomandibular joint. As the disease progresses, the mobility of the joint can decrease. How is osteoarthrosis in the TMJ diagnosed? In practice, I mainly look at the extent of the movement of the temporomandibular joint and the joint sounds. Opening the mouth is often painfully restricted. Restricted mouth opening can be a sign of osteoarthritis, but we also find painful restricted mouth opening in disc displacements, which we discussed in one of our previous podcast episodes. In addition, however, there's the typical joint rubbing in osteoarthritis. The patient feels and hears this rubbing very clearly. An initial X-ray overview can already provide indications for the presence of osteoarthritis of the TMJ. In the case of advanced arthrosis, one often sees areas of degradation in the joint head area. X-rays then show that the joint head is no longer uniform, but already has an attacked surface. In the case of a chronic, slowly progressing arthrosis, the body usually defends itself by building bones in the front area of the head, called osteophytes. In the X-ray, this phenomenon looks like a beak shape. This bone is built up simply to increase the area on which our chewing force acts or to distribute the pressure more. The joint gap, I mean the gap between the head of the joint and the joint fossa, can also be significantly narrowed in the case of temporomandibular arthrosis. Normally, the joint disc lies between the head of the jaw and the socket, which can also be significantly thinned out or partially dissolved in the case of arthrosis. What can you do if you have osteoarthritis? The treatment always depends on the symptoms. The aim is freedom from pain and normal movement, which means that you can bite into an apple without pain. First of all, the affected joint should not be overloaded. That means you should eat as soft a diet as possible, or in other words, banana consistency. Not chew gum and if necessary use painkillers, which not only help against pain but also against inflammation. Physiotherapy and osteopathy can often help. But what if there is no significant improvement? In such cases, we offer an injection directly into the joint in combination with a local painkiller, cortisone, hyaluronic acid or PRP, from your own blood, with a small needle into the joint. How does a joint injection with cortisone work? When injection into a joint, it is extremely important to ensure that no germs get into the joint. After the face has been disinfected, a mixture of cortisone and a local anesthetic is injected into the joint with a needle under sterile conditions on an outpatient basis. The temporomandibular joint should then be moved normally. Local anesthetic usually takes effect after a few minutes and cortisone after 2 or 3 days. You might be wondering if there can be side effects. One potential side effect would be infection by germs in the joint, which of course must be avoided at all costs. Since we work very closely on the facial nerve, if the local anesthetic is released near the facial nerve, there may be a short-term facial paralysis, which can last for about 2 or 3 hours. That means your eye might not be able to close. However, this is extremely rare if the injection is performed correctly. Cortisone itself also has side effects, which is also the reason why cortisone should not be given to the joint too often. And a rough rule is a maximum of 2 or 3 times a year. A cortisone injection is mainly used to relieve acute pain. However, as if our large joints, it cannot heal arthrosis. What does hyaluronic acid do in the jaw joint? Some of you may have heard the term hyaluronic acid in relation to wrinkle treatment, where hyaluronic acid is used as a filler for wrinkles. The use of hyaluronic acid in the temporomandibular joint comes from the treatment of the large joints, where the hyaluronic acid is supposed to form a kind of lubricant for the joint in the early stages of arthrosis. Scientifically, however, the success of the therapy is unclear, so we do not use hyaluronic acid injections as a first choice. Now, what is PRP? PRP is the abbreviation for platelet-rich plasma. Blood is taken from the patient's arm vein and processed in a special centrifuge. I will go into more detail on this relatively new procedure, which has recently been increasingly used by top athletes for the large joints in one of our podcast episodes. But now back to arthrosis. What if all conservative forms of therapy are unsuccessful? In the early stages of arthrosis, there's also the possibility of working with joint irrigation. We call this arthrocentesis. Here, as a rule, the jaw joint is rinsed and moved using 2 small cannulas in a short general anesthetic on an outpatient basis. What does an arthrocentesis do? The joint gap is widened slightly by the rinsing, and the movement of the jaw can thus loosen adhesions and tissue remnants on the joint gap can be improved. In addition, at the end of the flushing, a drug such as cortisone can still be introduced into the joint. It is important that the jaw joint is then moved. That means no relieving posture, but of course no chewing gum either. What are other therapy options? Surgery should only be considered if the non-surgical measures has not been successful and if there is still a clearly painful restricted mouth opening. X-rays or MRI images help with the exact diagnosis, but whether an operation is necessary depends primarily on the extent of the complaints. The surgical forms of therapy for osteoarthritis of the jaw can actually be divided into 3 subgroups. First, arthroscopy, in which I go into the temporomandibular joint through a kind of keyhole with a small camera and a working instrument that has a smaller diameter than a ballpoint pen. Second, condylar shaving, in which I operate directly on the jaw joint and remove the affected superficial bone with fine diamonds. And third, the jaw joint prosthesis, which I only use in very, very severe cases of arthrosis. I will go in more detail on these surgical forms in a podcast episode. I hope you were able to gain some insight into TMJ arthrosis. If you have any questions or topic requests, I look forward to hearing from you. See you soon, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. For more information on TMJ and jaw pain, or to contact Dr. Cruz Aguirre, you can go to our website, www.tmj.clinic. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our podcast and tell a friend. Until next time, we wish you the very best and want you to live healthy and pain-free.